Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building an old-school jungle top loop in Ableton Live 12, and we're not just slicing a break for the sake of it. We're going to make it swing, breathe, and arrange like a real part of the tune. That's the difference between a loop that just sits there and a loop that actually drives a drum and bass record forward. Now, if you're working in DNB, the top loop is a huge part of the personality of the track. The kick and sub might be doing the heavy lifting down low, but the break top gives you the grit, the shuffle, the urgency, and that human movement that makes jungle feel alive. So the goal here is simple: keep the old school energy, but shape it so it works in a modern mix. First thing, choose a break with character. You want something with clear hats, ghost notes, and strong transient detail. Think Amen style, think style, or really any dusty live break that has movement in the top end. Drag it into an audio track in Ableton Live 12, turn warp on, and choose your warp mode carefully. If it's a tight rhythmic break, Beats mode usually works well. If it's got more room tone or tonal smear, complex might be the better choice. Now here's the mindset shift. We're not necessarily using the whole break as one full drum loop. We're focusing on the top loop. That means the hats, snare tops, ride wash, little ghost hits, all the upper detail that gives it motion. If the break has too much kick and low snare weight, that can fight your modern kick and sub foundation later on. So either duplicate the break and high pass it, or slice it into parts so you can control exactly what stays. A really useful first move is to duplicate the break and put EQ 8 on the duplicate. High pass somewhere around 180 to 250 Hz, maybe even a bit higher if the source is thick. That clears the low-end clutter and leaves you with the shimmer and texture. If the break is already bright, don't overdo the filtering. We're cleaning it up, not sterilizing it. If you want more control, slice the break to a MIDI track. Right-click the audio clip, choose Slice to New MIDI Track, and use Transients if you want the natural break feel. If you want a more programmed, grid-based jungle roll, use 1/8 or 1/16 slicing. This gives you a drum rack or simpler-based setup, and now you can rearrange hits, mute weak transients, and build your own version of the groove. This is where things get fun. In Simpler, trim the start points so the slices hit cleanly, and use a tiny bit of fade, just enough to stop clicks. Usually 1 to 5 milliseconds is plenty. Then start thinking in microlayers. Don't just hear it as one loop. Hear it as a hat shimmer layer, a snare top grit layer, and maybe a fill or accent layer. Those can all come from the same break, but treating them separately makes the groove feel more expensive and more alive. Now let's talk swing. In jungle, swing should feel intentional, not sloppy. We're not trying to make the loop drunk. We want it to lean. Open the groove pool and try one of Ableton's MPC-style grooves or a light swing template. Apply it to your MIDI slices or clip, and start subtle. Timing around 55 to 65% is a good range, velocity maybe 10 to 25%, and keep random very low or off at first. A really important detail here: don't swing every hit equally. Let the hats and ghost notes lean more than the main accents. Keep the snare top moments a bit more anchored so the loop still drives forward. That contrast is what gives you bounce. The groove should feel like it's pushing ahead, not wobbling around aimlessly. If you want that classic jungle feel, a slightly late hat or offbeat tick can do a lot of work. Even tiny timing differences can create that signature human pull. And honestly, this is where a lot of people overcorrect. They quantize all the personality out of the break. So tighten the obvious problems, but leave some of the natural tining in place. That's where the swagger lives. Now let's make the loop sound like a designed element instead of a raw sample dump. Put EQ 8 first and shape the tone. High pass the bottom, maybe dip a little around 3 to 5 kHz if the loop feels too sharp, and if the cymbals are stabbing too hard, make a narrow cut around 7 to 9 kHz. After that, add auto filter. This is where you can create motion. Use low pass or band pass movements for intro and transition sections, and add a little resonance if you want the filter to sing a bit. Then add saturator, a few decibels of drive, soft clip-on, and maybe try color or analog clip if it gives you more density. That should glue the hats, ghosts, and transient detail together. After that, drum bus can help bring the loop forward. A bit of drive, a touch of transients if it needs more snap, very light crunch if you want a tougher edge, and keep boom low or off since we're focusing on the top loop only. At this point, the loop should feel more like part of the record and less like an untouched sample. The saturation gives you density, and the transient shaping helps the loop punch through without just turning it up louder. That's a big distinction. You want impact, not just volume. Next, Let's make it evolve. A great top loop in TNB usually changes over 8 or 16 bars, even if the actual drum pattern barely changes. Use clip envelopes or automation on the auto filter cutoff, saturator drive, drum bus settings, and send amounts to reverb or delay. For example, in the first 4 bars of an intro, you could keep the loop filter down around 4 to 7 kHz, then gradually open it up into the drop so the listener feels the energy rising. Another great move is to automate a tiny gain lift, maybe 1 or 2 dB, right before a transition. You can also add a short filtered reverb tail on the last hit of a phrase. Little touches like that help the section breathe. In DNB, especially, the arrangement often feels bigger because of these details, not because you constantly add more notes. And that leads us into arrangement. Build the loop around energy states. Think restrained, opening, full push, strip tension, release. For an intro, maybe you've got 8 to 16 bars of filtered top loop with no full bass yet. Then in the pre-drop, open the filter a bit more and maybe add a reverse slice or extra ghost hit. When the drop hits, let the full loop come through with the bass, but keep it lean enough that the kick and sub still have room. Then for switch-ups, mute one bar or half a bar before a phrase change. That little vacuum can make the next section hit harder than a big obvious fill. A really classic jungle move is the one-bar breakout. Pull the loop out for one bar on bar 8 or bar 16, then slam it back in with a filtered fill or a reversed hat. That tiny absence creates tension, and when the groove returns, it feels bigger than before. Sometimes the most powerful thing in a drum arrangement is a moment where something is missing. Also, keep an ear on how the loop talks to the bass line. Your top loop should not just sit on top of the bass. It should answer it. If the bass line hits hard on beat 1 or the end of 2, let the top loop respond after that. Leave spaces where the bass needs a room. If you're using a Reese or a darker moving bass, that call and response relationship helps the track feel alive and musical. For FX, keep them subtle. A short echo throw on one ghost hit can create movement without flooding the space. Short reverb decay can add atmosphere, but be careful not to smear the break. If you want wider ambience, use return tracks and filter the returns so only the useful brightness comes back. In DNB, too much reverb on break tops can soften the whole groove and kill the impact. A good practical structure might be this: filtered top loop in the intro, more high-end movement in the pre-drop, full loop in the drop, then a variation or mute before the next phrase. You can even make 3 versions of the loop in your project: one clean intro version, one full drop version, and one busier variation with an extra ghost note or reversed slice. That way, you're not constantly reinventing the rhythm from scratch. You're just moving between states. If the loop is feeling strong, print it. Resample the processed loop to audio, consolidate your best 2 or 4 bars, and treat that bounce like a new instrument. This is super useful because it commits the vibe, saves CPU, and gives you something you can chop, reverse, pitch, or stretch in new ways. You can even duplicate the resampled version, pitch one copy down a touch for a darker breakdown layer, or use it as a fill source before the drop. Now, a few things to watch out for. Don't overswing the loop. If it starts to feel drunk, back off the groove timing. Don't leave too much low end in the break. Let the kick and sub own the bottom. Don't make every bar identical. Even one extra ghost note or one missing hat every 4 or 8 bars makes a huge difference. And don't drown it in reverb. DNB needs space, but it also needs punch. Here is a useful pro tip: check the loop at low volume. If it still reads when it's quiet, the groove is probably good. If it only feels exciting when it's loud, you may be relying too much on brightness or distortion. Also, keep a dry reference track and compare it now and then. If the processed version loses the original swagger, you've probably gone too far. For darker or heavier DNB, a bandpass filter top loop during the intro can create a really claustrophobic to open transition. You can layer a very quiet crushed copy underneath for grit, but high pass it hard so it doesn't cloud the mix. And if you want that neuro-adjacent tension, try a subtle filter resonance sweep on a duplicated top layer. Just keep it understated. You want motion, not a whistling effect. So as a quick practice move, try this. Pick one break, slice it to MIDI, remove all hits below 180 Hz, apply a light groove around 58 to 62%, add EQ 8, saturator, and drum bus, then make 2 versions. One filtered intro loop, one brighter drop loop with an extra ghost hit. Automate the filter over 8 bars, throw one short echo repeat on the last hit of bar 4 or 8, and bounce the best 2 bars to audio. Then arrange that into a 16-bar intro and drop sketch. The big takeaway is this: A great old-school jungle top loop is not just about looping a break. It's about swing, detail, and arrangement. Use Ableton Live 12 Slicing, Groove Pool, EQ8, Saturator, Drum Bus, and Auto Filter to shape it into a focused DNB layer. Keep it high-passed, rhythmic, and evolving. Add variation every 4 or 8 bars. Use filters, sends, and mutes to shape tension and release. And if you want heavier energy, commit to controlled grit and smart automation. Do that, and your top loop won't just sit there. It'll feel like the tune is breathing.